This is Mark Steiner. This is our annual holiday gift to you. We've been doing it for the last almost 18 years now to bring these programs during our holiday season, just to give us time to relax, chill, listen to some music, some good conversation, kind of emerge from the madness of the world we're all in all the time. And this is the time. It's Christmas. Hanukkah just passed. Islamic New Year just passed. Kwanzaa's with us. And New Year's is on its way. Solstice has been. So whatever it is you want and your spiritual bent during this period, it is time. And an old dear friend is in the studio. Some know him out of town as the Baltimore Baron of Rhythm and Blues, Dr. Milton Ducker.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and all the other words that are said at this time, Mark. But since we're featuring Johnny here with
Johnny
Maria, we'll keep it on the Merry Christmas theme. Okay.
He really does that piece in his own way, doesn't he?
Yes. This comes from a CD. He did a CD. It was an album called "Good Night, Dear Lord" that he did so many years ago, almost 50, I might add. a gorgeous, now available in CD, beautiful rendering of Ave Maria. With luck, we're going to begin and end
with this. Oh, we will.
A different version. He has two versions.
So the last one we're going to play is a different version,
yes,
of this. Oh, we'll definitely get to that.
Right.
That's funny. This is music that you really were into when you were
growing up. You know, Mark, there was a station, WITH AM radio.
Yeah.
That was basically a general music station. It's the station I listened to long before I knew there was a WSID. Before WEBB existed.
Now, for the younger listeners,
yes,
let's talk about, I mean, EBB and SID,
yes,
and WWIN.
Yes, later WWIN.
Where the so-called the race music stations.
Yes, they were.
Black,
yes,
music stations.
That's
in
true.
Town. Right.
That's right. But I heard Black Johnny Mathis on WITH, as I did many black artists.
Right.
Buddy Dean was the morning person there at WITH when I was growing up. There was another fellow in the afternoon named Joel Chaseman. Later on, they brought along a guy named Jack Gale. And
right,
in the evenings, he used to do something called the Hound Dog Kingdom, just something really far out. And eventually, they brought a fella from Detroit by the name of Larry Dean. So it was Buddy Dean in the morning and Larry Dean 7 o'clock at night.
And Larry Dean, of course, for many of the listeners to know this, Larry Dean is was the man who started WEAA.
Yes, indeed.
He was the dean of music and radio in this town. And he helped start WEAA back 33 years ago.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He was a good buddy of mine. He took a liking to me, as he did a lot of young men, and he would be a mentor for so many of us. Wonderful man. And there's the name of the Larry Dean Newsroom right next
right
door to where we are.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Here with Milton Ducker. So Milton's going to bring us, every year, different people around town come and join us with their favorite songs this holiday season they want to share,
yes,
with the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
As we go about our week this week, I hope you all had a wonderful Christmas and you're just enjoying your families and,
yep,
doing what we're doing, which is chilling and taking off some time to
That's
be
exactly
with people we love.
Yes.
And so, but now there's a homegrown.
Homegrown.
Right? Homegrown.
Cyrus Chestnut attended Chinkopin Middle School. It's so sad today, Mark, that you speak of a school and it's no longer in existence. Regrettably, Chinkopin, where all six of my children went to middle school,
really,
no longer exists. It's now something else. But he did a beautiful rendering of "What Child Is This?" from his CD, Christmas.
Let's hear a little bit of this. We'll come back.
Thank you.
Cyrus. Cyrus Chestnut.
Yes, and Friends. And now, Friends. I don't have all the names of the Friends because I don't have this CD in front of me, but he got together a group of friends and did some beautiful Christmas music, a CD that he made not too long ago on Atlantic Records. Wonderful, wonderful young man. He was so kind to play at Corey Brooks' funeral.
And, right.
A wonderful, wonderful fellow.
It's funny, I just got a Facebook message.
Yes.
This is the 21st century.
Yes, sir.
From my dear friend, Bob Wisdom, who is an actor who was in The Wire. He played Bunny Colvin, the mayor of Amsterdam in The Wire.
Yes.
We acted together many, many, many moons together in Washington, D.C.
Uh-huh.
And we've been brothers ever since. And he was, and it's funny, he wrote me, just before we did it, he wrote me, not knowing we were doing this, about how much he is in love with Cyrus Chestnut's music.
Great. Yeah.
I just wrote him back.
Hey, you've got to be non-musically related to not be impressed by Cyrus Chestnut's music. And wonderful. And it's, you know, he keeps it going on.
It's amazing. Baltimore. Homegrown.
Homegrown guy, I'll tell you, you know. So in my Christmas gathering of tunes here, we would call it an eclectic bunch.
Yes, it is an eclectic bunch. Yes. I like it.
Because as we come off of Cyrus Chestnut, we'd be changing into something called pop religious music, so to speak. That is to say, these are not hymns and things from long ago, but things written by the Gaithers, who are a big writer of religious songs. And in this case, I'd like for us to be silent, if we may, as we go through the trio. It's a medley of songs that the Gaithers have made popular, but they fit so well in this time of the year. So this is the Gaither Singers.
There's something about that name.
There's something about that name is right in the middle of it.
Come and feed us,
I was going to say, we're sitting in the studio, Milton Duggar and I.
Yes.
This is Mark Steiner, our annual holiday gift to you. It's the first year Milton's done this with us.
Oh, I'm enjoying it.
And it will not be the last. We'll hear him a lot during the course of this year coming up. Do different shows together.
This last one is Peace Be Still.
But it really moved you, man. I was watching you across the mic here. You had your eyes shut. You're just,
oh, yeah.
This was inside of you.
Oh, yes. Gaither is one of the contemporary writers of religious music, and the amazing thing is that as you hear this clean white version of these songs, I have heard the same songs done by the Slammin' Hammond, Fred Hammond and the guys, taking it in a totally different direction. Uh-huh. It's just marvelous what can be done with music. As you well know, you take the tune that's written as a pop song and make it a jazz song, make it a blues song, give it a bluesy feeling, give it an R&B feeling, and what have you. And same thing is true with religious music. So it's nice to hear it in the pure form that the author, with his own group, is presenting it to us, but also to know that it's been interpreted differently. So that's
you do love this, I can tell.
Yeah. Cyrus Chestnut has one here called Christmas Time. Is here, not near, but here. Well, it certainly is.
This is that time of year.
And with the feel of the weather, it's going to be a cold or colder Christmas than what has been in recent history, let's put it that way. But Christmas time is here. Now, this takes us
global out. Warming doesn't always just mean warming.
No, it doesn't. That's right.
Global changing.
That's exactly right.
Right.
But this one is a Cyrus Chestnut and Friends piece. Christmas time is here, and we feel it.
I'm looking for a little bit more Cyrus Chestnut.
All right, well, here he comes.
Here he comes. Iris.
Yes, indeed. Cyrus Chestnut and his friends.
He's old school and new school.
Yes, indeed.
I mean, he's, that's right. Really, in many ways, his style is very classic, but he throws his own little twists into
wonderful
it.
Wonderful fellow.
He really is a generally decent human being. He's a really nice guy.
No question about it.
Really good guy. But now we're going to hear somebody, man, that I mean, it's who's one of the breakthrough, at least in terms of the black world into the larger world of the United States of America in terms of music, the
yes,
King,
indeed, the
who
King.
Broke through early. First TV show, remember? He had his own TV show.
Yes, indeed. And caught hell for that, too.
In the 50s, had his own TV show.
15 minutes. of course.
Nat King Cole is who we're talking
yes,
about.
Yes, everybody knows that this is a version recorded by Nat King Cole, but of course, the author of this tune, whose name will not come to me right this minute, is a fella who also did a version of it himself.
Really? We'll find out first who did the song. It wasn't that, but it was still him.
It was the King of Cole.
It was
true.
Still the King of Cole.
Important that Justin gave me enough time to remember that Mel Torme is actually the author of the song
that we are going to hear.
Nat King Cole, that cut number one on the CD, is most noted for. And in fact, I guess if any song is associated with Christmas from a secular song standpoint, This is the Christmas song.
But you know who else did this song?
Yes.
Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Yes.
That's not the version you're talking about, though.
No. We're talking about the Christmas song. Yes. There it is.
That's it.
Sung by choir,
That's a little bit. Man, there was never really another voice like that, was there? No, Johnny Mathis. Nat King Cole. That's the Johnny Mathis. I meant Nat King Cole. There's never been a voice like that. He was just...
Excuse me. You know, the other part of history is that, of course, Nat King Cole was not a singer at all, but a fantastic pianist who happened one night to be asked to sing a song. I believe it was Sweet Lorraine. And that's when his vocal career began. But he was originally the Nat King Cole Trio. And I had the great fortune of meeting, and actually he knew my family already, but Charlie Harris, who was the bassist for the Nat King Cole Trio. And Charlie from Baltimore lived on West North Avenue right there near Bentlow. And he was a great man. He used to tell me a lot of stories of Nat King Cole and the days when they had to come through the back door, even in Las Vegas.
To play.
To play.
Unbelievable.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Three bags full.
Three? But, you know, you also just alluded to what the Baltimore is incredibly rich musical and jazz musical history.
As a generally small town. That's what the New Yorkers will tell us always.
Right. We're always a small town. Somewhere in between New York and Washington, D.C. is this little bump.
That's right. Right? Detour.
Detour, right.
That was Baltimore.
You didn't want to have to stop.
Yes. Once a population of a million. Today we're struggling in the 500s, I understand. So that means we have more space, though. So therefore, that's a good thing.
Yes.
We can flex our elbows.
Elbow room.
And what have you. But the history, the legacy of the national and internationally known entertainers from this little hick town, as the New Yorkers would call us, it's just phenomenal per capita, if you will, compared with the New York, the L.A., the what have you. Of course, so many people in New York and L.A. weren't necessarily from either of those cities.
No, they weren't.
They went there because that's where the action was. But in Baltimore, to become something, you had to go away and come back home.
So that's interesting. And you have such a knowledge of this stuff. I mean, you lived through it all.
I did.
And you knew so many of the people who played.
It was the greatest thing to have been born in the time that I was born, as World War II was at its height and then ending, and into the Korean conflict. It's a terrible how we have to tell history of the United States over the last 60 or 70 years by wars, that we've been conflicts, engagements, whatever we want to call them. But the music thing has been the thing that I believe has humanized us, or worked to keep us human. I really do believe that music hath charm to soothe the savage beast. And it really has seen me through the ups and downs, the ins and outs of life. Just give me a song and something to hum, something that I've experienced. And it's a good thing.
I'll always think about you like that. I mean, that is you. That is you. It's true. It is really is who you are, Milton Duggan.
Thank you, sir.
As we go to break here, Milton Duggan and I are going to. Milton's brought all this music is his. Our holiday gift to you, Milton Duggan's first time on the air doing this particular kind of program with us. This holiday gift show, we call it. And this is great to have Milton doing this.
Thank you.
Here. You're going to take us to break with Tony Bennett. Is that right?
Yes.
All I Want for Christmas?
Is you. Not you, Mark.
Not you, me. Not
your her.
Not your week for that, right? Folks, we'll Tony Bennett on the way to break, and I'll be back with my dear friend Milton Duggan as we play some more holiday sounds for you as you spend some time with your family and chill, and maybe you're sitting at home right now having a little glass of wine and sitting by the fire. Continue listening to us. We'll be right back.
You're the gift that made my dreams.
Mark Steiner Show is brought to you by Urbanite Magazine's new e-zines, where you can get your weekly fix of arts and culture, food and drink, home and design, style and shopping, and green and sustainable topics. Updated information can be delivered to your inbox. Registration is available at UrbaniteBaltimore.com.
Hey, Mark, you've always got to give the drummer some. You know?
Yeah.
So they wrote a song about it.
Well, is that what happened?
Yes. Long before James Brown said, give the drummer some. Johnny was singing The Drummer Boy.
He was. That was one of his songs.
Yes.
One of his trademarks.
Oh, yes.
Just, you obviously have this love of the crooners, don't you? You love the crooners.
Yeah, the crooners, that's right. That's why I'm a big fan of my guy, Charles Davis, of the Blue Lights.
Of the Blue Lights.
My stepmother said, Junior, he's a real crooner.
I love crooning.
Yes.
It's just so smooth.
Yes.
So something about that whole era. It's just so romantic. And
yes.
You know?
Well, you know, coming out of the, not only the big band era, but also the fact, the big orchestra era, these days when, or those days when the studios had these mammoth orchestras
right.
that they had to pay, even if they did not pay. And so it became worthy to spend the dough wisely by having these mammoth arrangements and lush sounds and
very,
what have you.
Exactly.
If you got to pay the guys, you may as well make them play for the pay. And so much of this is that romantic, you know, somewhat sometimes overdone lushness and plushness of things. But nonetheless, it is still great stuff. And coming out, one of the big guys on this kind of stuff was Mitch Miller, who was the head of A&R for Columbia Records. And Columbia Records was King Kong of the recording business.
In the day.
And so it was very, of course, Johnny Mathis recorded for Columbia Records.
So, Mrs., when we were doing the break, and we went out over the break and we were playing Tony Bennett, which we're about to play a little bit again, about to play I'll Be Home for Christmas.
Yes.
You were waxing forth about Tony Bennett during the break.
Well, I was saying that Tony Bennett has always had an African-American fandom. There's something about his style and the soulfulness of his delivery. I guess more the sincerity of his delivery. There's no question that when you hear a Tony Bennett song, he is thinking about what he's singing. Now, he doesn't make it cerebral.
Mm-hmm.
He makes it emotional. That's what I mean when I say he's thinking about what he's singing. He's not just singing notes. He's not just singing words. He is the interpreter of the message that the songwriter. And he said that about his gold in singing. Of course, he's noted for one of the greatest controllers as far as being able to sustain notes through breathing techniques that he, I won't say invented, but he has certainly mastered. And Frank Sinatra even called Tony Bennett the greatest singer he's ever known.
I mean, and, you know, he just sang at the John Stewart rally. Right? Tony Bennett sang there.
80 plus years old and sounded just as good as ever. And this one is one of the favorite, again, secular songs of Christmas. And for so many years and so many times, it's been a message that relates to the wars that we've been in at Christmas and what have you. And so people have sung of the fact that I'll be home for Christmas, if only in my dream.
Tony Bennett.
Lord have mercy.
Yes.
That's the swinging version of I'll Be Home.
Love it.
You know, Tony Bennett loves a swinging band. He loves two different sides of performing. He loves doing it with his trio, but he loves doing it with the Count Basie Band, the Duke Ellington Band. And I happen to have had the great fortune of many, many years ago when a place called the Baltimore Civic Center opened.
Oh, yeah,
I was an usher there in one of the early shows. And the crime in Baltimore is that it was to an empty house, but it was a show that featured, are you ready for this? Tony Bennett, Dinah Washington, and Quincy Jones and his orchestra.
What?
And the Civic Center was empty. Mr. Bennett.
How could that be?
Mr. Bennett. Well, Baltimore sometimes is.
What year was this? Do you mind saying?
This is the early 60s.
Right.
Dinah Washington, of course, was still alive at that time. And Tony Bennett was graciously told folks sitting in the rafters, which is where I was ushering that day, come on down. And he stopped the show and had the audience come on down so it would be cozy. And then he and Dinah Washington carried on something awful.
Wow.
And, of course, Quincy Jones' band was the baddest in the land that day. And I enjoyed myself, and I felt sorry for my fellow Baltimoreans and Marylanders that they didn't think this was the greatest show on earth.
Were you in college then, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
Where'd you go? That was at?
Back at TU. Today it's TU. Then it was, when I started, it was the State Teachers College at Towson. Then it became Towson State College. And later, now Towson University. No state.
Just a state of mind.
That's right. But, you know, not only is Christmas coming, as Cyrus Chestnut is about to play for us, a little instrumental ditty that he did, Christmas is Coming. And this will give us a little bouncer.
So as we get into this, were you ready for Christmas this year? Were you ready this year?
Ready.
You were ready when Christmas?
It comes whether I'm ready or not.
Ready or not, here I come.
Doesn't really matter.
Are you ready for New Year's coming up?
I think that 2011 is going to get us all a little happier than we've been.
All right. Cyrus, take us there.
That's why we have a little happy music.
That's
here.
It.
Not only is Christmas coming, Christmas is here.
That's it.
And the new year is right behind it. Lord have mercy. You know, Mark, I do want to say something because I thought about this while this was playing. We speak so much of the vocalists who have come from Baltimore, but let us never forget the amazing, fine musicians that have come out of this town. I mean, again, world-renowned Chick Webb. I mean,
Chick Webb.
We've got a guy, a young guy.
Antonio Hart.
Yes, indeed. Yes,
young man.
Yes.
Baltimore School for the Arts.
There we have it. It's just amazing. And here's a holiday wish to all of the musicians that I've known and not known who were here before me and have come during my time and to all of those coming after. Keep that music playing. It keeps us human and humane, and we need it whether we understand it or not. Music truly does have charm to soothe the savage beast in all of us.
It does that. All kinds of music.
Yes, indeed.
Everyone's music does that.
No question.
But as you were saying that, and I was listening to Cyrus Chestnut thinking about the people we were mentioning, mm-hmm. The other part that made me think about was, we should remember this, because as a people who should be one nation.
Yes.
Right? Should be one nation.
Mm-hmm.
That what the African-American world has done, 0.6% of the world's population, 0.6, and how the African-American world has changed the culture and way of life of the planet.
Yes.
Partially, among many other things, with music.
Yes.
Partially with music.
Yes.
And many other things. But that's, yes. it's
no
it's,
question.
It's fed the imagination, the soul, the being,
yes.
It all defines who we are.
Yes, indeed it does. From disaster comes hope.
Amen to that.
From despair.
That's right.
Growth and humanity, even in being treated inhumanely.
And the beauty sprung from that.
That's right.
The beauty sprung from that pain.
Exactly. And we've got it celebrated this time of year at Christmas time.
Here we go. And what you got for us next is something that's a little bit more on the spiritual line secular Christmas line.
Exactly. And after that, we've got one with Tony Bennett and his daughter. And then we're going to come full circle with Johnny Mathis. But right now, this is the king, Nat, the king of coal.
He is just amazing.
Amazing man with the beautiful song, "O Holy Night."
I am just such a fan of Nat King Cole. I can just still see him on television when I was a kid.
Yes.
That show that was on
really
and
special.
Off.
That's right.
Just, people just were not ready, were they?
No.
They were, they were not ready. And it was sad because it was it was that era of those kind of TV shows.
Yes.
You know, and Ed Sullivan and...
The variety shows.
Variety shows. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I couldn't think of the word. The variety shows. And here he was. So this one, I'll give you a little Nat King Cole here.
Oh, Holy Night.
Oh, Holy Night.
Oh, Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill
puts a smile on your face, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. You know, that's one of the first songs I learned as an elementary school student when we had music in the schools and we had...
When we could sing Christmas carols.
And I was about to
sing... Even those good Jewish kids love to sing Christmas carols.
Everybody
you know?
Loves singing. And it was certainly politically correct.
Anyway.
What can we say?
What can we say?
Well, we're going to come to winding down things now. This is going to be Tony Bennett with his daughter, Antonia Bennett, and a little fun thing we're going to do a little bit of, and then we're going to wind things up in a serious mode with Johnny Mathis and the second version of Ave Maria.
But right now, I've got my love
to keep me warm. Isn't that special?
It is, man. We've got to have that, don't we?
Yes, indeed.
The snow is snowing. The wind is blowing. But I can't weather the storm.
I'm
Daddy and Daughter. How about that? I've got my love to keep me warm. And, you know, this
Daddy and Daughter is always something special now.
Yes, indeed. This has been a warm... I hope
always.
This has been a warm hour.
It has been.
In terms of some reminiscing about the Christmas music through a lifetime. This album, by the way, is a Swinging Christmas by Tony Bennett, the last one. And it is a 21st century, within the last 2 years release.
Oh, this is new.
It's not a
yesteryear. It sounds old school.
That's right, yes. It's the idea was that his son, Danny, produced this album for Dan.
It's a family affair,
it's
this
family
one was.
Affair. And then, of course, to close things out, we go back to the beautiful Ave Maria, our second version.
But yeah, I'd say a different version than what we began.
Coming full circle with Johnny Mathis. And I want to thank you for having me drop by this Christmas tide.
Milton Duggar, I couldn't think of a friend I'd rather spend it with and share Baltimore with than you. It's good to have you here in the studio, man.
Thank you so much.
It's been great. Milton Duggar. And he'll be on many times during the course of this coming year talking about music and many other things. Man who's been a teacher of our children and a stand-up citizen in our community, Milton Duggar.
Thank you.
Good to have you here, brother. Thank you so much. We leave you now with Johnny Mathis. Ave Maria, have a very happy new year. Enjoy the rest of this week. And I want to thank Christina Aris and, of course, Justin Levy, who's engineering this particular episode of The Mark Steiner Show. And we'll talk again, but have a very happy new year.
Thank you, sir.
Enjoy Ave Maria. Johnny Mathis. The Mark Steiner Show is brought to you by MeQ, Baltimore's credit union. Offering a full range of financial services, MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, is helping its members and its community prosper. When you invest in yourself, MeQ invests in you. For more information, www.mecu.com.